Welcome back to From Shelly with Love. If you're new here, I'm Shelly Cohen and I help aspiring and go-getting girl bosses to tap into their sparkly confidence, whip together a glittery personal brand and style a life they love with rituals wrapped in self-love. In a nutshell, I'm a personal stylist, makeup artist and interior designer wrapped in a big pink bow. This week, I wanted to talk to you about a topic that totally fires me up. Is it time to say bye-bye to beauty pageants? I certainly think so. A few weeks ago, hubby and I settled in for some Sunday evening TV viewing. After much channel surfing and flipping through the electronic guide, we settled on the Miss USA pageant. I knew hubby wouldn't mind watching 52 gorgeous women strut their stuff around a stage lit up like a disco ball, and I knew the program would inspire a steamy blog post. Boy, was I right. You see, while hubby was rapidly raising his eyebrows saying, "Hello, ladies," I found myself furiously writing notes and making statements like, "Seriously, in 2016, we still think such a competition is acceptable? Where is the true representation in American women? Huh?" Beauty pageants in general get me fired up for so many reasons. But when it boils down to it, in my opinion, the Miss Universe organization, who also owns the Miss USA and Miss Teen USA pageants, is running one big sexist job interview. Here is the so-called opportunity inherited by the Miss Universe pageant winner, as stated on their website. The winner is given a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to serve as an icon for women across the world. During their reign, these women are given the tools to be personally and professionally enriched through work with the organization, helping to cultivate their personal career goals, humanitarian fellowship, and a voice to affect positive change in the world. Okay, if I asked you which women serve as icons to you, I'm sure you'd rattle off a name like Oprah, Kate Middleton, Maya Angelou, Lena Dunham, Diane von Furstenberg, Michelle Obama, Ashley Judd, Amy Schumer, Mindy Kaling, or someone equally as inspiring, not necessarily for how they look or dress, but for their contribution to society, for standing up for equality or body image, for being funny and taking a stand for something that truly inspires them, for inspiring you to make a difference, whatever that is. The way in which contestants are judged in order to win said opportunity totally appalls me. Seriously, what does strutting around in an evening gown or a swimsuit have to do with humanitarian or charity work or affecting positive change in the world? No, really. What does it have to do with anything than maybe a fashion show or selling pieces to consumers? The answer? Nothing. Oh, but wait, there is a personality interview. Oh, never mind. It's like this part of the competition was included as a way of appeasing feminists in the 1950s. Better ask a question so it doesn't look like we're purely running this contest on looks. Well, the questions just add to the ridiculousness of this entire hellapalooza. Not only are the questions just asked the top five and then the top three contestants, but they are given just 30 seconds to consider and state their response. Yeah. In my opinion, the girls that nail this are few and far between. Hey, I doubt that I could do it either, especially considering that I love to talk. But when there is a girl that hits her response out of the park, I'm always like, yes, yes, yes. Boom. That's how you do it. Confetti toss, winner, winner, chicken dinner, show over, baby. I always think that they should be the winner, regardless of the prior prancing and strutting. And finally, the vomit-worthy rules that must be adhered to even enter such competition. Contestant must never have been married. Contestant must not be pregnant or have ever given birth to a child. Contestant must be under the age of 27 in January the year they compete. Winner is not permitted to marry during their year of reign. Come on, are you serious? It's as though the original rules have never ever been reviewed or amended since those archaic days. Again, what does marriage or children have to do with any job, especially this one? To me, all this screams to a younger woman or girl is that women can't have a career and a family and still look amazing, which is totally not the case. And the age thing, well, that speaks for itself. As for any other normal job, there would be outrage. This simply wouldn't legally be allowed, if not for anything else but discrimination. So why am I on my high horse, unicorn, drawing attention to this topic or watching such a program if it riles me up so much? Simple love, because something has to change. So what can you do? Give them the cold shoulder. Boycott shows like those hosted by the Miss Universe organization or that have their education on confidence, positive body image, and self-worth totally backwards. boycott publications that think it's acceptable to airbrush and change the way women look with programs such as Photoshop. Did you know the average woman sees 600 Photoshopped images every day? Exactly what are you comparing yourself to? A few of the magazines I wholeheartedly adore and 100% stand behind, especially because of their policies on Photoshop and celebrating plus inspiring authentic women, are Darling Magazine, The Collective Hub, and Belong Magazine. Be a body positive ambassador. Champion a body positive scholarship program within your community or school, or just start the conversation with your daughter, girlfriends, or family. Dove has a vision for the world where beauty is a source of confidence and not anxiety. Their mission is to ensure that the next generation grows up enjoying a positive relationship with the way they look, helping girls to raise their self-esteem and realize their full potential. This totally gives me goosebumps. The Dove Self-Esteem Project has the most awesome virtual swag bag of free downloadable materials, including articles, action plans, conversation starters, activities, videos, and workbooks. And I've left a link to where you can download your free copy of Mindful Me, a mentor's guide to building girls' body confidence, below this audio file. Take the pledge. Take the pledge is championed by the Representation Project and use your voice to challenge society's limiting representations of gender. Have you watched the Misrepresentation documentary? If you haven't, I cannot highly recommend it enough. It's truly eye-opening and crazy inspiring. It's available on a whole host of streaming sites. I also love the hashtag not buying it and hashtag media we love campaign, also run by the Representation Project. Use these hashtags on social media to celebrate good representations and call out the bad ones, from advertising to merchandise. Those are just a few ways you can contribute to this incredibly important conversation. Together, our voices will be heard. It's time to take action. You and I can make a difference in the way women are represented in the media by supporting organizations that encourage girls and women to live with confidence, love their body, and understand their self-worth. Unrealistic standards of beauty are so out. Celebrating real women, natural beauty, and all the truly incredible, inspiring things women do every day are totally in. Are you with me? I'd love to hear your take on how beauty pageants in today's society make you feel. Leave a comment below or join our private Style Lovers and Glittery Besties Facebook group to continue the conversation. And that's a wrap for this week. Head on over to fromshellywithlove.com for even more swoon-worthy articles or to find out how you and I can toss glitter, work together. See you next week.